Today's economic growth figures are expected to show growth is slowing. Most forecasts are expecting annual growth in the December quarter to have slowed from 2.7% to 2.5%, which is below trend. Experts say it's due to falling mining investment and weak consumer spending, and the figures are expected to push the RBA into a rate cut in the coming months. Well, the cost of sending letters will soon rise and delivery times will be slower under new plans for Australia Post. The cost of a stamp will go up from 70 cents to $1, but concession card holders will still be offered a reduced rate of 60 cents. Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull has defended the changes, saying the Australians are sending 1 billion fewer letters than they were in 2008, with losses rising to more than $300 million a year.
The alternative is either massive subsidies, which would run over a decade into $7 billion of taxpayers' money to keep the status quo going, or alternatively, abandoning the letters business altogether.
And looking at the markets now, the Dow was down more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 had also lost ground. In London, the FTSE was also trading lower. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $50 a barrel. Tapas crude is trading at $64 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,204 an ounce. While the Aussie dollar is buying 78 US cents, 70 euro cents and 51 pence sterling.